identified with the worst expressions of its immoral tendencies.
Now, if I hear you right, you seem to be saying that style is not unimportant, but what's far more important is the content when it comes to music.
Absolutely. First of all, the content is critical and crucial. Music is a way to convey information. It's a way to do it in a memorable sense so that people hear it, remember it, and can repeat it. And we have a responsibility to make sure that what they're hearing, remembering, and repeating is the best and the truest. So content is absolutely critical. That's where it all begins. You begin with the content, and that's the most important issue. That's the dominating issue. But even at that point, you say, I can't expect this great, glorious content about God to survive and convey the right truth if it's wrapped in a vehicle that everybody can't disconnect from sex and drugs.
Now, before we get too far away from style, let me ask you a couple of lingering questions here. Are there certain musical instruments that would be off limits for worship?
I think any musical instrument can be used like any other tool, for good or for bad, you know, for the best or less than the best. I don't know that any musical instrument as such in itself is inherently wrong or useless. I think you could, based upon the Psalms, you know, where we're told to take every musical instrument just about in existence and use it to praise God, I think anything can be used in that way.
All right. There are some people who try to address this issue, though, by saying, okay, we're not going to permit percussion instruments or guitars on our platform.
Well, I was just hammered and vilified years ago by some critics who tried to condemn our whole ministry at Grace Church because we had guys playing guitar. Hmm. By the way, I think the church that criticized us for that now has guitars. So, I mean, that was never a legitimate biblical issue. I can understand they were trying to stay away from things that they saw as worldly, and that's why I say it's a hard line to draw. But certainly the guitar in itself is a magnificent and beautiful instrument, and it can be played to the glory of God as it should be played.
Are different styles more appropriate for one culture than for another? Or is there a biblical approach that ought to be universal?
No, I think styles do differ from culture to culture to culture. I've been in a lot of different cultures around the world, but what I've noticed, whether I was in the Andes Mountains with a bunch of Indians, listening to them sing their own version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus with their own